Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris clashed Wednesday over the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic. During their only debate, Pence suggested it would be wrong to issue a federal mandate for people to wear masks in public.
President Trump and I trust the American people to make choices in the best interest of their health. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris consistently talk about mandates, and not just mandates with the coronavirus, but a government takeover of health care,
Thank you,
Green New Deal, all government control. We're about freedom and respecting the freedom of the American people.
Harris says that President Trump has failed the public.
Let's talk about respecting the American people. You respect the American people when you tell them the truth. You respect the American people when you have the courage to be a leader speaking of those things that you may not want people to hear, but they need to hear so they can protect themselves.
Wednesday's debate in Salt Lake City was held as President Trump and several members of his inner circle recover from the coronavirus. Facebook is preparing for a potentially chaotic election. NPR Shannon Bond reports that the social network says it will crack down on posts encouraging voter intimidation.
Facebook says it will remove posts that call for an army of poll watchers or use other militarized or intimidating language in encouraging people to monitor voting places. But the policy will not apply to posts already up on Facebook, like a video from Donald Trump Jr. urging the president's supporters to join a, quote, army for Trump's election security. Facebook's head of content policy, Monica Bickert, says the company doesn't apply its rules retroactively.
And under the new policy, if that video were to be posted again, we would indeed remove it.
Facebook, which is an NPR financial supporter, is also banning political ads for at least a week after polls close to prevent confusion or abuse. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Scientists have tracked down the sources of nitrous oxide, an important greenhouse gas. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the researchers say those emissions are rising most quickly from farm fields in Asia.
Dozens of scientists from around the world have just published a global accounting of nitrous oxide emissions. It appears in the journal Nature. They say the largest single source is nitrogen fertilizer that farmers spread on their fields. Those emissions have been rising in many places, but most quickly in Asia. Europe, however, has cut its nitrous oxide emissions, in part through restrictions on fertilizer use. Those restrictions were originally intended to protect water and air quality. Nitrous oxide is the third greenhouse gas, less important than carbon dioxide or methane, but still responsible for about 6% of all global warming. Dan Charles, NPR News.
U.S. futures are steady in pre-market trading after Wall Street stocks rebounded Wednesday. Trading is mixed on markets across Asia, up 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR. The World Health Organization is worried about spikes in COVID-19 cases in countries that had previously been managing outbreaks effectively. NPR's Maria Godoy reports that the transmission of the virus in 11 Caribbean nations has increased from moderate to intense over the past 2 months.
The WHO says Brazil and the U.S. remain the biggest drivers of COVID-19 cases in the Americas. But transmission of the coronavirus remains very active across the region, which has seen more than 17 million cases and more than 574,000 deaths due to COVID. That's half of all cases and more than half of all deaths globally. WHO Regional Director Carissa Etienne calls the rising number of infections among children and adolescents concerning. But Etienne says the good news is that rates of severe COVID have fallen across the Americas and fewer people are being hospitalized or need intensive care. In part, that's because doctors have learned so much about how to treat the illness. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to lift a stay on its efforts to end the 2020 census early. A lower court judge has ordered the Census Bureau to continue the national headcount through the end of the month. Her ruling was upheld Wednesday by an appeals court in San Francisco. The Justice Department maintains that field operations must end now in order to meet a December 30th deadline for delivering results. Again, in pre-market trading, U.S. futures are up slightly. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.